Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson, an old friend of KRDO's and a longtime friend, Brett Geisler, Nelson Appliance Repair. He's the owner. And we're going to talk today about fixing some of those things that you might have around your house that are just, for most of us, downright intimidating, but we can't live without. How frustrating is that when they break and you don't know where to take them? Well, we're going to tell you now. Brett, welcome to KRDO's Business Connection.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
It's good to be talking to you again. Brett, let's kind of reintroduce, because as you pointed out before we went on the air this morning, it's been about since April since we've spoken.
Yeah, that's about right, about April.
And a great deal has happened, and you shared some things with me back then I think the audience might like to hear again, like ownership at Nelson and how all that's working and how things are going there in general.
Yeah, I've been the owner here since about the end of 2004, I came to work here back in the 1980s, so I've been here a long time. And the shop itself has been here since 1957, repairing small appliances in the household and vacuum cleaners and all of the little machines that that fail. You know, we get on to those for you. And, you know, it's been a little tough this year for us and for other businesses. The coronavirus problem has made it necessary for us to do curbside service for a good portion of this year, and we're still doing that now. Basically, we have customers, you know, roll up to the business here and give us a call when they get here so we can help them at their car, and we're doing that during reduced hours right now. We're just 9:30 to 3:30 Monday through Thursday.
9:30 to 3:30 Monday through Thursday. Okay, let's talk about what you can do in those spans of time, because I don't know many people on the planet who do not have a KitchenAid mixer, you know, those nice stand mixers that tilt down and back up that we live and die by when it comes to holiday season, especially in my house. Lamps. Gosh, how many of us don't have a broken lamp? Vacuums and espresso machines, two things we use the most. Espresso, I'd have a hard time if you asked me which one was a necessity, a vacuum or an espresso machine. I think we all know which one would come out on the top of that list. And very
yeah,
intimidating.
Emergency there.
Yeah, those things can be very intimidating because they have a lot of moving parts. We rely on them. And Brett, you guys are actually able to fix those.
Yeah, we've been fixing vacuum cleaners for a very long time, and the KitchenAid mixers. We've been a service center for them for a number of decades, and people bring those into us. This is the time of year when we see more of those because everybody's baking, of course, for the holidays. And, you know, you pull the mixer out and suddenly it's not spinning anymore, or it smells hot, or something's going wrong, or even maybe you're just missing a beater or a bowl for it or something, and we can help you out with that. And we do give free estimates for the repairs on these items. And we stock most of the more commonly needed parts for these so that we can try to turn them around more quickly for people, especially this time of year. Vacuum cleaners, everybody has at least one vacuum cleaner. We have a lot of customers that have a number of vacuum cleaners at home, and we like to keep those running for folks. It's people are a lot of times surprised at how inexpensive a repair can be for a lot of things. And I know, you know, there's quite a range of vacuum cleaners that you may not have paid much for your vacuum, or maybe you're at the higher end with a Dyson or with the Miele or something like that. And those machines are obviously, it makes sense to repair them when they break down because they cost a lot to replace.
Yeah, truly, several hundred dollars for those models. It's certainly worth it, but it's better to keep them alive and repaired. And, Dyson's, the new technology stuff that, you know, guys like me I just don't want to mess with that stuff. Now that we know that we can take that to Nelson, I think you've just saved a lot of people a lot of trouble and a lot of money. Generally, what is a good turn time to expect for any one of these repairs?
Vacuum cleaners, we try to fast track because typically the repairs aren't that complicated and we can turn them around a little more quickly, usually within a day or two, if parts are not needed to be ordered, if we don't need to order something that we don't have. KitchenAid mixers, this time of year, we're trying to push them out within a week or so. It's a little tough right now because of the reduced hours. Things are going a little more slowly, but we're trying to catch up and make a fast track for the mixers. Mm-hmm. Things like the espresso machines, a lot of times we do have to order in for them. There's a lot of different moving parts. We do stock a number of them, but there can be an order associated with your repair that can delay it. So, you know, you can expect anywhere from a few days to a couple of weeks or so on that. It just depends on how quickly the parts can come in for us.
No doubt. And lamps, you know, they're not inexpensive. I mean, you can get lamps just about anywhere, but to have a nice lamp and use it all the time is to have your hands on it. And those parts move. You're turning a switch, pulling a chain, touching a button. Something can come loose. You can, yeah. I don't know, how many times have you seen the base of a light bulb stuck in the screw part of the lamp, and that, you know, how do you get that out, that kind of thing.
Yeah, quite a few times we have seen that, and it's not uncommon at all. We do remove those bulb bases. A lot of times we see worn out, what we call, you know, the socket, basically the part that the bulb screws into, also contains the switch, whether it's a pull chain or a turnkey or a push-through switch. All of that stuff wears out because you use it so often, and over the course of a number of years, that stuff fails, and we can replace that. We do turn lamps around more quickly as well because, you know, we don't want you to be without, you know, maybe the only light that you have next to your chair in the living room or the light next to the bed in the bedroom or something like that. We can get it back to you pretty quickly because we stock a lot of lamp parts here in the shop so that we can turn things around quickly. A lot of folks have heirloom lamps, you know, things that were passed down over the years through the family, and they have some added meaning for the customer, and we like to get those back to the customer so that they don't have to find something to replace it.
Gosh, and I quite imagine you see lamps from the 50s and 40s and earlier, and sometime they will have that fabric-wrapped cord, and that stuff can become frayed, and that insulation can become frayed. Even the plastic head that holds the prongs, that old-fashioned round one that kind of looks like the top of a plunger, almost like a toilet plunger. Those things become brittle over time. They crack and break, and now you have a shock hazard.
That's exactly right. We see that pretty frequently. Those old cords, they do start to crack and expose the wire inside, and that becomes problematic for safety. And we do include that kind of inspection. We check the wire, we check the socket, check structurally, we try to tighten things up, you know, because a lamp, as you're turning bulbs in and out of it, a lamp tends to get loose in its body, and we like to tighten things up, get it all back into ship shape and safe for the customer to use.
No doubt. Now, for the care and feeding of our appliances, to not wanting to take anything away from Nelson, but are there things that we can do that can extend their lives and make the period between maintenance or trips for repair a little bit longer?
Well, specifically in the realm of vacuum cleaners, I would say yes, there are things you can do. The brush roll that turns against your carpet, that tends to collect a lot of strings and fibers and hair, sometimes animal fur. It's important to try to remove that stuff pretty frequently because it will wear out the brush. It will also work its way into the ends of the brush where the bearings are and can cause a premature failure of that part. It can cause your belt to break. And these, you know, taking care of that at home and changing the bag and cleaning the filter pretty frequently helps keep the vacuum running a lot longer. The most common thing we see is, you know, a clogged filter or a full bag, a really impacted brush roll with lots of hair around it really does, it takes a toll on the vacuum cleaner. So these are things that are fairly simple to take care of at home and can save you from having to make frequent trips down to the repair shop.
Absolutely. And it's not like you don't want to visit with Brett and his team at Nelson, even if it's a maintenance visit. Get that lamp inspected to make sure that it's safe. Make sure your espresso machine is working as efficiently as it should. You know, there's lots of ways to tell if that one's not working. And that can be frustrating because a lot of that stuff isn't serviceable by regular folks like us. You need a Brett in your world to be able to handle those things. Brett, what is the best way for us to contact you to set up a drop-off for something for inspection and repair?
Just give us a call here. The number is, of course, 719-635-1928. And give us a call if you decide to come over and see us. Call us from the parking lot if you can, if you bring your cell phone along, and then we can come out and help you with the car because we're just not, right now, we don't have enough space inside the lobby to do proper social distancing, so we can't have people into the store, but we can come out and help you at the car.
And much easier, yeah, get that KitchenAid mixer put in a place where the guys from Nelson can grab it in the parking lot and get it taken care of for you. Now's the time. Give them a call, 719-635-1928. Visit Nelson Appliance online at nelsonappliance.com. You've been listening to Brett Geisler, who's the owner of Nelson Appliance Repair and has been repairing these things since the middle 80s. Brett, it's wonderful to talk to you again. Looking forward to talking to you again not long from now.
All right. Thanks very much, Ted.
You're welcome.